is a podcast from the Refugee Studies Centre. To learn more about our work, please visit www.rsc.ox.ac.uk.
Hugh Collins, I'm the acting dean of the Faculty of Law, and I'm delighted to welcome you all to this. I'm delighted that we're financially supporting this event to a small extent. This is a result of a meeting of the research committee last term. I discovered that the faculty did have a research committee, though it hadn't met this century, we have a meeting if you actually need to, and I called the meeting in order to propose that we should have book launches and have parties to celebrate great achievements. And I'm especially delighted that on this first such occasion, there will be another one later this month, the first such occasion, it's a subject that's close to my heart, but it's Rogers, and the editors and contributors are either former teachers or students or colleagues. So this makes it a very pleasurable occasion for me to celebrate what is, I think, a wonderful book, really tackling a very difficult area quite systematically. Very thorough comprehensive book. I've been enjoying reading it. And it addresses what is just the most wonderful game theoretical sort of problem, which is there's this clash between labour law, policy, and migration law, and nobody knows how to resolve it. The argument is if you insist on high labour standards applicable to everybody, including undocumented migrants, everybody, if you do that, then this will affect the demand side. Employers won't want to hire these people because they're going to cost just as much as the local workers, and employers won't recruit them. So have high labour standards, that will stop migration. Or alternatively, you try to affect the demand side, if you have very low labour standards or none at all for migrant workers, and then they won't want to come to England because they're paid so bad and treated in an exploitative way. And there's that constant tension in this area of the law, and I've been enjoying reading the essays to see how that pans out in relation to different aspects of the regulation. But you haven't come to hear me, I just welcome you to Oxford if you've come from afar, and I'm going to hand over to the editors of this reference volume who are going to introduce it and then the later speakers. So, that's it. Catherine first, and then Mark first. Catherine first.
Thank you very much, Hugh, and thank you all very much for coming. It always seems a slightly arrogant move to host a launch event for an edited collection, given that it's such a collective endeavour, and this one particularly was. So I'm delighted that a lot of the contributors are here, and so it really is just about taking a moment to not necessarily particularly to celebrate the book, but just to think about the issues that it raises, because when we set out to do an edited collection on this topic, it was very much mindful of the fact that there was something of a gap. And some people from a labour law background were looking at migrant worker issues, but it hadn't been systematically explored. I was very flattered that Hugh sees a systematic approach in the book, because actually what we didn't do was approach it from the outset with any systematic view. We just thought we'll ask interesting people to think about interesting and problematic questions around labour rights for migrant workers and see what we come up with. And then there's a very Mark Friedland-esque expression in our introduction where we talk about having imposed a very light ordering on those chapters, which maybe is actually deeply systematic and thoughtful, to which I would completely credit my co-editor. But nonetheless, I'm flattered if Hugh sees that in the book. So I'm going to just explain a little bit about the proceedings today and introduce everybody in one fell swoop, because I think that'll be more efficient. As you can see, we really just decided to focus on two sort of key substantive topics, which are on the migrants at work agenda, but really in some ways not necessarily central to it, but we thought were both timely and I guess bring out some of those big dilemmas which Hugh mentioned. The first of those is our questions around modern slavery and migrant workers, given that the modern slavery bill is nearing agreement in Parliament, and how that particular framing of vulnerability in labour relations is so liable to, you know, take up a huge amount of the political agenda, but I think most labour lawyers would submit sort of misses the mark in very, very significant ways. So we're going to have a panel discussion on migrant slavery and on modern slavery and migrant workers, and tease out some of the issues on that particular topic. And then secondly, Professor Alan Bogg and I will have a rematch of an ongoing debate on labour rights for irregular migrant workers in light of some very important recent developments from the UK Supreme Court and indeed from the Court of Justice of the EU on that particular topic. And this, these two substantive discussions will then be framed by more general contributions. So the next speaker is Professor Anne Davies, who is the incoming Dean of the Law Faculty. So the Labour lawyers have well and truly taken over. And she's going to discuss migration law and the Labour Law curriculum. And then at the end, we'll just see if we can have a general discussion about a research agenda and continuing this work, which has continued in many different fora. And as you can see, there's a you may have noticed that our final drinks reception is sponsored by Heart Publishing, who aren't the publishers of Migrants at Work. So that took some aplomb, actually. I asked, and they said yes. And that's really in light of the fact that they are also the publishers of a number of really excellent edited collections, which, although they're not solely focused on the question of migrants at work, contain very interesting and important work on that topic. And that includes a collection edited by Virginia Mantivalu on the right to work, which has both philosophical and legal discussions of the nature of the right to work, including right to work of migrant workers and irregular migrant workers. And another collection, literally published by Hart in the last couple of days, on the autonomy of labour law, which, if Mark wasn't so modest, would have been a festschrift for Mark, which is a collection which also looks at various facets of labour law and includes contributions which also consider intersections between migration law and labour law. So in light of those sort of collections that we're not celebrating officially, and I hope to cut across the potential for law faculty celebrations for those as a separate matter, we're going to also, those books will also be on display later on. So in terms of the timing then, you're hostage to us until about 4 o'clock, and we'll take a short break at 4 o'clock, and I know some people have to leave for other events. But our discussion will continue until 4, and there'll be a short break where you can get tea and coffee and bring it back into the room if you'd like. I said I'd introduce all the speakers at once. All of them are contributors to the volume, with the exception of Professor Julia O'Connell Davidson. So I might start with Julia. And Julia's Professor of Sociology at... Nottingham, at the University of Nottingham, and she's written on a whole range of different aspects of labour relations, forced labour and trafficking, bringing really deep critical insights into the demand side of both trafficking for purposes of sex work and also domestic work, and really questioning the entire trafficking framework, I think, in a very important an enlightening way. And she's been a collaborator with Professor Bridget Anderson, another of our speakers and contributors, who's Professor of Migration and Citizenship and Deputy Director of Compass, who are also a co-sponsor of this event and supported the Migrants at Work project from the beginning. As I said, our next speaker is going to be Professor Anne Davies, who, as I mentioned, is the incoming Dean of the Law Faculty as of next academic year. And she's Professor of Law and Public Policy here in Oxford and based at Brasenose College. She's written on really all of the core aspects of labour law, and also on public law, the public law of government contracts, and various works on accountability and contracting out in the context of public sector working as well. And then we have Dr. Virginia Montevallo, who, as I mentioned, has a new, very exciting collection coming out, just out on the right to work. And she's a reader in law at UCL in human rights and labour law, and has written extensively on the human rights aspects of forced labour and human trafficking. And then we'll have Professor Bernard Ryan, who is Professor of Migration Law at the University of Leicester. And really, I think his work was highly influential in getting this research agenda off the ground, because he's written a number of the sort of seminal works outlining how migration status has a bearing on labour law. So we were very happy that he's been involved in this project from the outset. And then, as I mentioned, Professor Alan Bogg will be joining us at 4 o'clock. And Alan is another of our labour law colleagues here in Oxford, and is a professor of labour law, and in particular has research interest in collective labour law, and has written on the democratic aspects of trade union recognition, but also, very importantly, has written cited works on the doctrine of illegality as it applies to migrant workers in particular. So as I mentioned, he and I will be having a rematch in an ongoing debate on that particular topic. So we're delighted that all of you are here with us today, and also that they are joining us to sort of revisit this research agenda, and hopefully not necessarily reinvigorate it, but really take a moment to take stock in terms of this research agenda. And the book is just that, it's just a pause where we brought together a lot of very, very interesting people whose, you know, ideas really produced what the book is. And I think in that way, that notion that all we had to do was impose some very light ordering on the very rich material in the book is, I think, a very apt turn of phrase, which was used in the introduction. So thank you all very much. Thanks.
I'll just say here to all that, and I'll maybe say a word or two towards the end when we think for a few minutes about expanding and developing this research agenda. But can I, without more ado, hand over to you, Anne?
So a book launch, I think, is always an opportunity to think about the future. We've done this, we're launching it.